This is Leo Babieux for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. Radio with a lake view at 99.5 FM, streaming online at ktwh.org. KTWH is pleased to present a question and answer format forum for the six city council candidates vying in the August 9th primary election. Three people running in Ward 1 and three people running for an at-large seat on the city council. The primary in August will narrow down the field in each of those races to two candidates who will face off for these positions in the November 8th general election. The candidates for the Ward 1 seat on the city council will be heard first, followed by the candidates running for the at-large position. The order of candidate presentation was set by alphabetical order of the candidates' first names. Each candidate was presented the same questions in the same order, and none of them heard the responses of any other candidate. None of the questions were seen by any participant ahead of time. The KTWH Candidate Forum for Radio was recorded on July 18, 2022, and it will run on air at 99.5 FM and online at ktwh.org on July 23rd at 11 a.m. and be aired and web-streamed at least twice more before the August 9th primary. You'll be able to play the archive forum on demand from the KTWH website by Monday, July 25th. Go to ktwh.org and click the Council Candidate Forum drop-down from the Programs tab on the top ribbon of our homepage. Please share that information with anyone you know who has an interest in these council races. Questions were prepared and posed to the candidates by Lake County Press lead reporter Kitty Mayo, with sound engineering by Fran Callaher. Let's begin by hearing from the City Council Ward 1 candidates. Kitty Mayo will present the questions to them, beginning with Drew Christensen.
How will you involve the citizens of Two Harbors in the decision-making process?
Sure. I think that's a fairly easy process considering all the various activities that have been going on in the last few months, probably close to a year now. I think many community members have been outreaching to both the city council, the city hall. I've talked to a few individuals and everybody wants to know what's going on. I think having our information for city council on the webpage, social media, being available. I think being available is big, and being available can anywhere mean, whether it's a phone call, text, Facebook, the city, provides, emails, I believe, provides those phone calls and provides those answers. So I think just abiding by those processes, to make sure that I'm available in that sense. And then on top of that, you know, doing simple outreaches just on social media, talking to people. I know quite a few people in the community, and so always, you know, if someone wants to, you know, oh, this person wants to talk to you, okay, give them my contact information, but I will ask for theirs. Being preemptive and instead of being reactionary, take the action, taking the initiative in order to reach out to those individuals.
How can the community build a sense of unified purpose after the challenging year we have been through?
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't even call it just one year we've been through. I would say, you know, in the last 3 years, since early 2020, it's been a challenge with COVID. But at the end of the day, you could say that every year is a challenge, to be quite honest. Whether it's a distraction with whatever is going on, in the city council now, whether it's COVID, recession, the list of items can always go on. I think to ignore it would be a failure, but to say this is the reason why the city council or the community is not uniform would also be too much of a failure. I think we have to stay in the middle. We have to make sure that we push forward and involve everybody. Everybody has to have a say in it. City Council is not above anybody. We're all community members. We want to make sure we're together. I think that one of the biggest issues is not respecting each other's opinions and finding an action after everybody's opinion. You know, we all have an opinion for a reason, and we need to figure out why they're saying what they are. And if there's an actionable intel on any of those opinions, we should, you know, listen to everyone and see what we can do. We shouldn't just ignore it.
What is more important for Two Harbors right now, building new homes and commercial space, or rehabbing, expanding, and better utilizing our existing homes and storefronts?
Again, I don't think it's an either or. I truly think that continuing to do both of those. I mean, we have aging homes that continue needing remodel, putting new families in those homes, tearing down old decrepit buildings that are vacant and have no use, allowing new landowners to come in, develop. This last city council meeting, there was conversations about having a developer come in for low-income housing or senior housing, one of the two. And we need to leave all the avenues open. Otherwise, if we close one avenue, or if we focus too much on one and we close a door on another, that doesn't allow us to spend time looking at all the options. We have the ability to look for funds, grants, bonding opportunities at any point. We shouldn't shut the door on any opportunity.
This last question, you'll have 1 minute to answer. Explain your background and why are you most qualified to be a city councilor?
I think this kind of ties into what I said previously. No community member is better than any other community member. As a city councilman, I would not be any better than any community member. So it's not necessarily about qualifications. It's about if you want to make the change, you have to step up in order to be the, you know, a center point of the community. I have been a part of the community my whole life. I've graduated here, went to college in Duluth, and came back to work here. I don't think I'm, you know, better than anybody else, but I want to be a part of the change and positively impact the rest of the community in a positive way. Again, I think it's about listening to everybody and finding common ground in order to move forward.
That was City Council Ward 1 candidate Drew Christensen. The next Ward 1 candidate we'll hear from is Miles Woodruff. Here's Kitty Mayo with Miles.
How will you involve the citizens of Two Harbors in the decision-making process?
I think we'll definitely continue to try to broadcast things like Zoom. We've had special meetings lately about different ways of keeping the public informed. We're considering the YouTube platform so everybody could go on there and look. Continue to have the local newspaper. Do things like this, talk on the radio. I'm always willing to come and talk on the radio. We've struggled sometimes with it. We have a Facebook page. Sometimes I have personal feelings on Facebook pages, but sometimes it doesn't always get the message across, or it gets a little strewn over Facebook. But we'll just continue to reach out in every way we can, invite people down to the council. I think that's the best place for civic engagement is down at the council chambers. And I think people have to want to be involved too. And I think there is a big outcry right now for people wanting to be involved with local politics. And that's a great thing. We've always encouraged people to be informed, and we're doing our best to make sure that people are informed too.
How can the community build a sense of unified purpose after the challenging year we have been through?
I think it's definitely important to focus on moving forward. Definitely working all together with our staff. We're filling some positions right now still currently, like the city administrator. Those are very vital roles in making the city form and function of the city perform at top level. To get everybody together, I think we just have to be the small town that we've always been and care about one another. Look out what's for the best interest in the city in all ways. I don't think it's hard to be a unified town and just come together and all work together. It's definitely been a challenging year, my most challenging year on the council so far. But I have faith that we can come out of this. It's going to take a little bit to turn it around, but I'm fully faithful that we'll get out of this.
What is more important for Two Harbors right now, building new homes and commercial space, or rehabbing, expanding, and better utilizing our existing homes and storefronts?
I'd have to lean towards new housing, because I think all of our housing stock right now is full. It definitely, it creates more tax base. It creates less tax burden on the current citizens living here. I think, for example, people getting out of high school, I think they should have the right to want, if they want to stay here, to be able to live here and continue their life here. Right now, our current housing stock, it's, I mean, you can look, and there's usually very few houses for sale. I think we need a different variety of housing, like workforce housing, transitional, elderly housing. So I would definitely, that's what I'm more or less running on this next go around, is housing. It's my number one priority, and it would be new housing. And it, not to take away from the importance of old housing, some of that, if we did have some new housing, like elderly housing or younger people or workforce, it would open some homes up. And it's important to fix all those up too, because they're still good homes. So I don't want to say that those aren't important, but I think we definitely need some new housing.
In the last question, you'll have a minute to answer. Explain your background and why are you most qualified to be a city councilor?
My background, I've been on the city council now. This is my eighth year. I think it definitely takes a year or two to get your feet wet and just get used to how the city runs. I think I've proven over the last 8 years that I can work with everybody around me in a friendly manner. And it's okay to disagree down on the council. You have to vote with your heart. That's why I think I'm the best candidate, is because I've always followed my heart. A lot of politics is common sense, and you just have to do what you feel is right. Some of it's hard at the end of the day to make that decision, but you can sleep better at night knowing that you followed your heart and did what's right.
And that was Miles Woodruff, city council candidate in Ward 1. The final Ward 1 candidate answering questions from Kitty Mayo will be Uriah Hefter.
How will you involve the citizens of Two Harbors in the decision-making process?
So one of the easiest things we can fix first as it relates to the communication process and the decision-making process is communication. The fastest way we can fix that is to update the website. Right now, our website is pretty antiquated. It hasn't been updated in several years. If you're going on and trying to find minutes or agendas, it's not the easiest thing to navigate in the whole wide world. So the plan would be a start-to-finish full-scale website revision with point-and-click buttons. There should be listings, easy to find, you know, who your ward representative is, who your mayor is, who are on city boards and commissions. For some reason, that list seems to be pretty closely guarded. I'm not sure why. But if I am passionate about the Trails Commission, I should be able to find out who's on the Trails Commission and an easy way to contact them. They should have a city email address that they should have access to so that they could answer. And, you know, a lot of people still are Zooming in to meetings. There was some talk on a city council maybe 3 meetings ago about not doing Zoom anymore. I think that that's a horrible idea. I think more access to communication and transparency is a fantastic thing. So right there on the city webpage, there should just be a one-click button that either logs you into the city's YouTube channel or logs you right into the Zoom meeting. So it's not constantly going through agendas or minutes and trying to find links for the meeting of the whole or the meeting of the agenda. It's just entirely too much work for a citizen to be involved in that communication process. So that would be the first and fastest thing that we could do to fix that process.
Okay. How can the community build a sense of unified purpose after the challenging year we have been through?
So that probably goes back a little bit to communication. More so transparency. I think that there is a significant issue with the city council as it relates to their internal communication. I am concerned that open meeting laws are being violated, quite frankly. It seems that a lot of city councilors have stopped using email amongst each other and text messages amongst each other, and it's concerning as a citizen. I want to know what's happening and how they've gotten to that decision without just listening to, one could equate, a two-minute conversation and then a positive vote from every member on the council over a random subject. That involvement of our citizens needs to be direct, And it needs to be intentional. Another way that citizens could be really involved is removing city councilors from city boards and city commissions. There seems to be a lot of city councilors sitting on city boards and commissions. I understand that it's difficult to find people, so we need to revamp that process as well. We need to allow any city councilor to recommend an individual to be a member of a board or of a commission. And we need to make sure that once we fill those boards and commissions, that city councilors don't have a vote on that board and commission anymore. Quite frankly, their job, in my opinion, is to take the opinion of that citizen board, bring it to the council, and then allow the council to vote. There can certainly be, I don't know if I want to call it a conflict of interest, but there can certainly be some questions raised by a city councilor who has a vote on a board or a commission. So if we're going to involve the citizens, we're going to take our citizen boards to start with. We're going to let them be staffed entirely by citizens, let the citizens vote, and then bring that vote to the council through the council representative and not allow that council representative to have a vote.
What is more important for Two Harbors right now? Building new homes and commercial space, or rehabbing, expanding, and better utilizing our existing homes and storefronts?
I think both, and I don't want to gloss over the question and say that one is more important than the other. First, as an example, we are sitting on a lot more land than we think we are as a city. As an example, we have 18 holes of a golf course, which has totally been underdeveloped and underutilized. Year over year, the golf course loses money. Last year, they actually had a good year and made a little bit of money, which is a good thing. But over the course of the last 10 years, they've lost money pretty consistently. And I love golf. And I don't want to be the first person that says, oh, you know, Uriah doesn't like golf. Uriah loves golf. Uriah plays a lot of golf. I don't know why I'm talking about myself in the third person, but Uriah really loves golf. My kids golf, we were actually just up at the driving range yesterday, as a matter of fact. The front nine that we have is in great shape. It's well maintained. It's well manicured. It's a great nine holes. The back nine, which was the expansion about 15, 20 years ago, is not as in good a shape. There's an opportunity there to build new homes, not around the golf course, on the golf course. We need to utilize that back nine, utilize that space, because we're in a pretty significant housing crisis. Housing prices just in Two Harbors have gone up 66% in the last 3 years. Rent is up 66% in the last 3 years. New homes are not going to be the one-all, be-all, end-all, problem-stop solution. In addition to utilizing land that we have and building new homes, as an example, this year we're not doing the HRA program for the $500 Fix Up Your Home Fund because the city said that they don't have the staff to be able to administrate the program. Why aren't we taking those grants that maybe if it takes a lot of time and effort to administrate that program, why don't we lump those into a significantly larger grant and allow people who, let's say, I live by myself and I've got a big house, there's an opportunity for me to maybe renovate my house to a point where I can add maybe a one or a two bedroom apartment in an upstairs or a downstairs or a side stairs kind of an opportunity. And why isn't the city helping us fund that opportunity? Because again, you're creating more rental spaces, which we are in huge desperate need for right now. And it could be a great benefit for the city, at least to attract new people to our city, get them in the door, get them to experience Two Harbors, and then down the line, do what I did. When you moved here, you started renting, you enjoyed the city, you enjoyed the people, you made friends, you got involved in community activities, and then you bought a house. So not to, you know, say that both are important, but both are extremely important. We need to focus on the land that we've got and building new homes. We have to focus on finding avenues through which existing homeowners and landowners can have the opportunity to use some city grants and some city funding to renovate and to kind of refurbish in such a way that we can provide more rental spaces to get more people in town.
Explain your background and why are you the most qualified to be a city councilor?
My background, I was born in Kansas City, Missouri. So I'm sorry, I'm not a Vikings fan. You'll just have to get over it. I was in food and beverage for about 22 years as a executive chef and then a corporate chef. I have transitioned out of cooking. I figured I've cooked it all, so it was time to do something different. So now I work in manufacturing right here in Two Harbors. I got passionate about running for office about 6 years ago, as a matter of fact, when the city started the CIP program. I like the idea of fixing up the streets and roads. I didn't like the idea of leveraging 50% of the cost against homeowners. I felt that that was unfair considering the fact that the city had done road refurbishment and sidewalk replacement for years before that. I certainly understand the need to want to accelerate the program, but I didn't like the idea of putting it on the back of a homeowner. It seemed kind of counterintuitive. So that was how I got passionate and involved in it. And I tell you what, I've got a two-part plan when we get into City Hall, and it's listen to reason and tell the truth, and that's the whole plan.
We just heard from Uriah Hefter, City Council Ward 1 candidate. Next up, listeners will hear answers to our four questions from the three candidates for the at-large position on the Two Harbors City Council, who will face off in the August 9th primary to see which two candidates advance to the general election. The first to take questions from Lake County Press reporter Kitty Mayo will be Jackie Renwald.
How will you involve the citizens of Two Harbors in the decision-making process?
How will I involve the citizens of Two Harbors in the decision-making process? That's a great question. The idea is, you know, we do have social media that is an option that folks can use, but I think really asking people to, go to our emails and talk to us and, just say, this is what was going on in our city council meeting. This is what happened. I could use my Facebook page and say, this question is out there. I've kind of stayed away a little bit from the Facebook page, if you haven't noticed, just because we don't want to be, too much out there with what's going on with the city and the way that conflict of interest type of things. So I've been very, very careful. But I do want to reach out to people and, maybe even say, hey, I'm going to have an event down at this location if you'd like to come down and talk, and make myself available to really hear what people want and what their thoughts are. There are lots of ways to make that happen. That's a really good question I hadn't thought about. And people should be more involved, though. That is one thing that I agree with. I do want to hear more of what people have to say, other than, in the produce section at the Super One. I want to hear more of what's out there. And I think maybe getting creative and thinking outside the box. How can we get more input from our, I'm going to say listeners because I'm at a radio station right now, but our constituents and our residents. How can we think about it and maybe take suggestions from them, what suggestions they have for what are some other ways they could think of that, hey, we want ourselves to be heard. This is how we want to do it, or this is a suggestion.
How can the community build a sense of unified purpose after the challenging year we have been through?
That is the question of the year, I think, right there. Really, again, listening to people, I think there is a huge divide, and it's very saddening to me how divided people are, and everything has become so black and white that even if someone has a different opinion, that they almost shut down a conversation, or the conversation goes way the other direction in a negative way. I would like people to remember that, there's Reagan and Gingrich, they would, do their thing and be at each other's throats, and then they'd go out and have a cocktail afterwards. And the discussion should be the discussion, but that doesn't identify completely who you are. Just because people disagree with one issue doesn't mean that they can't be humans and exist and use kindness to each other. And I think there is a mean-spiritedness about what is going on right now, and that really hurts. And I would like to really think about a way to make that better and make it go away or improve.
What is more important for Two Harbors right now? Building new homes and commercial space, or rehabbing, expanding, and better utilizing our existing homes and storefronts?
Wow, I was just having a conversation about this, and I do know of some areas here in town that could sure use some developmental attention to see if we can fix that. But I do think that would solve part of the problem. I do think another part is making additional housing available so the ones that those people move away from also become available for new folks who want to move in and live here and work here. And it's almost got to be, I don't know if it's one or the other. I think both need to happen. And I think one's going to alleviate the other and make room for the other. So if we work on doing something in the downtown and rehabilitating a lot of things that need some attention, then there's also the potential that we could spread out a little bit and put housing there, again, to free up the space and the housing that is already currently built.
Explain your background and why are you most qualified to be a city councilor?
Oh. My background is that I jumped into city council really with my eyes completely shut, and now they have been opened quite a bit for the past 4 years, and I think I'm intensely qualified in that I've been to the Capitol days. I know what that's like. I know what the issues are. I know the intricacies of working with the city council, how that all works. I know the difficulties and the potential that there is and the relationships that a person needs to form. So I've already done this for 4 years, and I feel like I've made it through part of the learning curve, although I'm not finished learning by any means. But I know a lot more than the Jackie 4 years ago who was a new candidate and didn't know anything. So I think I'm very qualified because I've already learned so much of what goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know or understand.
We just heard from Jackie Renwald, at-large candidate in the city council primary to be held August 9th. The next at-large city council position candidate we'll hear from is Caitlin Cobbs, with Kitty Mayo posing the questions.
How will you involve the citizens of Two Harbors in the decision-making process?
So part of why I'm running is completely regarding transparency. And I think that there is a huge multitude of ways that we can tap into the space that's already really involved in local government in Two Harbors. So I want to continue with the Zoom meetings. I think with a population of 3,500 people and only 63 people in the council chambers watching, opening Zoom up is a great way for anyone who maybe can't make it in physically or has kids at home, or really opens up accessibility for the city council meetings. The other way that I think we can do a really good job of including the city and the citizens of the city is working a little harder to get some city messaging out there. I know we have protocols as how we announce things, such as the newspaper and websites and things like that. But I think that we're underutilizing the internet and our resources there for making sure that big events, big news, votes, things like that are getting out there for people to participate in. And the final thing that I seem to notice us struggling with, myself included, is giving people more time to prepare to be involved. It takes a lot for people to leave their homes in the evening, leave their families or bring their families with and come to a city council meeting on short notice. Maybe you have dogs at home, maybe you live with people you're taking care of, family members, and so to bring those people in, you need some notice. I feel like a lot of times, even those who are really tapped into what's going on are being told about meetings the night before, the hour before, there's a notice for a meeting and it's tomorrow at noon. My hope is that with more time we can get folks who want to participate the ability to and to pay attention and see those things.
How can the community build a sense of unified purpose after the challenging year we have been through?
Yeah, that is a lot. And I think that challenging year really talks about the mayor and recall, among other things. COVID has been challenging in how we do things. World politics has been difficult and challenging, all of it together. And I think that when we really look at how the city functions and the city government, what I want to see is transparency, and transparency to the point of almost being obnoxious. I want someone to say, I can't vote to take out that tree at Edna G because that's where I brought my kids to play when they were young, and I have a real sentimental attachment to that. So I'm going to vote no on that. It's probably not necessary, but I think it goes a long way to building up some trust, because I think we're really lacking in that right now. I know that I'm feeling distrustful of local government or wider government, and I think that a lot of people are feeling that, particularly with everything happening this year. The other thing I want to bring into that is really digging into how we go about kind of just being people who know other people and talk to other people and work as a community, and the ability to say, I was wrong and I'm sorry. I think we all struggle with that. I had a boss, a director very early on in my career, pull me aside and say, you know, you're going to make mistakes and we're all going to do that. And it's how we handle it afterwards that's really important. And I think we've lost some of that as a whole. And I know that in my wanting to run, and my hope for anyone running and wanting to be involved in city government or even higher up government is the ability to say, I was super wrong in that. I got my wires crossed. I got my information wrong. And I'm really sorry. And this is what I'm going to do to fix that. And I think that goes a long way for rebuilding trust and rebuilding communities, because it gives permission for other people to say, oh, yeah, you know, I was wrong about this. And that's great. And let's have a conversation now about, you know, how we actually want to do this and how we actually want to move forward. So yeah, those two things together, transparency and the ability to just say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, are huge for me.
What is more important for Two Harbors right now, building new homes and commercial space or rehabbing, expanding, and better utilizing our existing homes and storefronts?
That's a bit of a catch-22, I think. I want to do it all. I think that it depends on where we can find openings and working with what we have. And if we have empty lots, then maybe it's looking at building new homes and bringing things in. If we don't have that, maybe it is looking at rehabbing houses and spaces. I think that to really move forward, we have to address doing both of those in the best way we can. I know that a way that looks at kind of both of those things that I'm really excited about in talking with a couple people is working with young adults, maybe even at the high school level, to work a trade program to build a house. I'm originally from Malacca, and Malacca does this every year. Their trade programs build an entire house. They gain amazing skills from it. And then you have a house that you could probably sell for cost or close to cost to recoup the money to build another house the next year. And then we're looking at affordable housing because we don't have any profit on that. And how does that look? You know, and the other thing is we have such amazing history in this town, and I just love the history. I majored in history at St. Cloud State, and to see some of those old buildings be able to be refurbished and rehabbed and be useful that are just sitting empty, I think would be amazing. I joke, I live near the old brick building that used to be City Hall. And every time I walk by it, I joke it's my building because I love it. I want to turn it into a brownstone or something like that. I don't even know who owns it. But I think the ability to combine those things is really, really useful to us in how we look at moving forward.
You have 1 minute for the last question. Explain your background and why you are most qualified to be a city councilor.
Yeah, so like I've said, I'm from Malacca, Minnesota, which is a town about 2 hours southwest of here. It's a comparable size, and that's where I grew up. And I currently work for North Shore Horizons. And through my work with North Shore Horizons, I've been able to really tap into community resources that are out there, as well as some of those needs that aren't being fulfilled. I spend a lot of time looking at housing and talking about housing and where our options are for housing. And I think that is a unique position to be in seeing a lot of different aspects of that. I've been involved in politics in one way or another since I was very young. It kind of runs in the family. Not sure if I'm the most qualified, but I'm definitely the most enthusiastic, maybe, is where I would go with that. And I have lots of hopes and dreams for my home.
And that was Caitlin Cobbs. Caitlin, a candidate in the at-large city council primary race. The third at-large candidate we'll hear from today is Mike Cassell, responding to questions from Kitty Mayo.
How will you involve the citizens of Two Harbors in the decision-making process?
I think the citizens of Two Harbors should be able to come to more of the city council meetings and actually have time to speak. I think that's a huge problem that we have. They are told that we can have so many people in there, and then they only get a minute at one meeting I was at and 3 minutes at another meeting that I have. But I don't think that's enough time for all of us to gain the knowledge that we need from the citizens.
Okay. How can the community build a sense of unified purpose after the challenging year we have been through?
We need to have more things coming up, like the Shenandoah concert, stuff like that. Different things to bring our community together, and even tourists to come to Two Harbors for reasons like that Shenandoah concert that's upcoming, because in my opinion, that would be a huge deal for the entire community.
What is more important for Two Harbors right now, building new homes and commercial space, or rehabbing, expanding, and better utilizing our existing homes and storefronts?
All the above. I think we need more senior living, and we also need some properties for younger people who want to stay in Two Harbors. I know that was a hard issue for my daughter to find a place to rent. I think we need that for the young people that are just out of college or maybe even going into college, so they have housing for themselves so that they can continue to live in Two Harbors, or even just the ones that want to move to Two Harbors just because it's such a beautiful community.
And this is your last question, and you'll have a minute to answer this one. Explain your background and why are you most qualified to be a city councilor?
So my background is I've been in Two Harbors the majority of my life. My family owns two businesses in Two Harbors. I guess why I think I'm qualified to do this is I don't have a problem giving my honest opinion. I think there's too much tabling going on. I think there's not enough people that want to speak up the truth, whether or not it's what people want to hear, but the truth should be said, and I don't think there's enough of that that's happening. There's a lot of looking around at the meetings, waiting for somebody to say something and wanting to agree with that person just to agree with them. I can be friends with everybody and I can disagree with them at the same time.
And that was our last candidate we'll hear from today, Mike Cassell, a candidate in the at-large city council primary race. There we have it, our 2022 primary forum on KTWH featuring our city council primary candidates. Each of these races will be narrowed down to two candidates in their respective races based on the vote counts they receive in the August 9th primary election. City of Two Harbors residents can determine which ward they reside in and vote in online at the Minnesota Secretary of State's website poll finder tool, which is found at www.pollfinder.sos.state.mn.us. Early voting in the Minnesota primary election is already underway. You can vote in person at the Lake County Auditor's Office in the County Courthouse weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. through August 9th. You may also vote early by mail. You can download an absentee ballot application from the Lake County Auditor's Office website or online from the site mnvotes.org. You may pick up an application at the County Auditor's Office. The completed application can be mailed back to the auditor or delivered in person. The auditor will mail an absentee ballot to you. Completed ballots may be mailed or delivered in person to the auditor's office. Note that they must be received at the auditor's office by the primary election day on August 9th for your vote to be counted. Please follow the instructions accompanying your ballot carefully to make sure that your ballot qualifies to be counted in the primary election. Across the state, precinct polling places, including the Two Harbors Community Center, where all Two Harbors City residents vote, will be open at 7 a.m. on August 9th and close at 8 p.m. Good luck to all you candidates and listeners. We hope you learned something valuable about your choices from today's radio question and answer forum with our City Council primary election candidates. You are listening to KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio with a Lake View.